Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. The governor of Wisconsin and the mayor of Kenosha say they're preparing for President Trump's arrival on Tuesday, but say that the visit comes at a bad time. Trump's visit comes just over a week after a police officer shot and gravely wounded 29-year-old Jacob Blake. The president says he's spoken with the man's family pastor, but Jacob Blake Sr. tells CNN that's not possible.
First of all, I'm not going to play politics. This is my son's life we're talking about. Second of all, we don't have a family pastor.
The president's Kenosha trip also comes as a 17-year-old faces charges of killing two men and injuring a third who had been protesting the police shooting at Blake. Trump has suggested that the shooter was acting in self-defense. Oregon State Police will watch over protests in Portland with help from officers from neighboring communities. The move follows the fatal shooting of Aaron Danielson during a clash between demonstrators and pro-Trump supporters there on Saturday. Conrad Wilson of Oregon Public Broadcasting has more.
The Multnomah County Medical Examiner's Office conducted an autopsy and determined the matter of death was homicide and the cause of death was a gunshot wound to the chest. Police say they're still investigating possible shooters and motives. Photographs after the shooting showed Danielson wearing a Patriot Prayer hat and a patch indicating support for law enforcement. Patriot Prayer is a far-right political group based in the Portland area. The group has engaged in violence during past protests in Portland. The shooting took place after hundreds of vehicles stretching miles drove through the city as part of an event billed as Trump 2020 Cruise Rally. For NPR News, I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland.
And Georgia officials are appealing a judge's order to extend the state's deadline for accepting absentee ballots for 3 days beyond Election Day in November. U.S. District Court Judge Eleanor Roth says the plaintiffs have demonstrated that Georgia voters can and have been disenfranchised. The mayor of Lake Charles, Louisiana, says destruction from Hurricane Laura is catastrophic and that the need for immediate aid is overwhelming. As NPR's Kirk Sigler reports, much of the city of 80,000 people was devastated by the storm.
Mayor Nick Hunter says Lake Charles is in crisis right now, with power and water expected to be off for weeks, and almost every house in the city is damaged.
We absolutely need our American brothers and sisters to realize that a great American city had a major blow from Hurricane Laura. So I am begging, I am pleading for Americans not to forget about Lake Charles.
Hunter says figuring out how and where to house thousands of newly homeless people is his biggest worry right now. Because of the pandemic, there are way fewer shelters, so many evacuees are staying in hotels in Baton Rouge and New Orleans, some 200 miles east of here. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Lake Charles.
You're listening to NPR News. A federal judge in San Diego is temporarily blocking U.S. Customs and Border Protection workers from performing initial screenings for asylum seekers. U.S. District Judge Richard Leon rejected the Trump administration's argument that CBP workers receive comparable training to asylum officers at U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. The ruling is likely to have no immediate impact since asylum screenings have been suspended due to pandemic-related health concerns. Some inmates at a prison in southern Guatemala have taken 10 guards hostage. As Maria Martin reports, the prisoners are demanding the return of 18 gang members who were transferred to another facility.
Prison authorities say they were implementing a strategy to break the power of gang members in a maximum security prison called El Infiernito, or Little Hell, in southern Guatemala. The operation called for some of the prisoners to be transferred to another facility to stop the extortion rackets that allegedly operate from that prison. Guard members protested the move and on Monday took 10 prison guards hostage. Guatemalan President Alejandro Chamate, a former head of the prison system, has ordered the prisoners to set the guards free, saying, "Our obligation is to provide security." A recording released from inside the prison said the gang members wanted a, quote, peaceful dialogue with authorities. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin.
On stock markets in Asia, shares are up a fraction. U.S. futures are higher in pre-market trading. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
Support for